Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
4 o'clock hour here on Hochman and Crowder. It's what inevitably happens. Like, we've just zip through 2 hours of show, and people have been texting in, what about Solana versus Leroy Horde? I haven't gotten there yet. We have like ADD on this show. We go in so many different directions. We'll get there. If we don't get there today, we'll get there tomorrow. Bunch of people have been texting in for 2 hours now. What happened to the laugh track? We didn't do a laugh track today, Solana.
Thought we were doing that tomorrow.
Okay. That's fine. We can move it to tomorrow. I'm fine.
But
we are going to bring the laugh track.
Had we planned it for today?
I thought we did yesterday on the air. I thought we said we were going to do it today. But I'm fine doing it tomorrow. This is how quickly the show just moves. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's, you know, 3 months later. And we're like, hey, remember when we were going to do a laugh track?
Exactly.
Just the way that it happens. we can't help it. It's not intentional.
Fellas, it's years now. We just have to embrace it. Let's embrace it.
It's just how we do things. So we were talking in the last segment about the Heat schedule. And then we started talking about Jay Crowder and being in the Giannis Antetokounmpo sweepstakes kept them out of signing Jay Crowder for the long term. And every time we start talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo, we start thinking about all these mispronunciations that we have of his name. But that got me thinking about something else. So where was this from? Was this ESPN this morning, Solana?
Yeah, this morning.
And it's Kendrick Perkins, our friend. And what's he trying to say? Vucevic?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
Nikola Vucevic.
Nikola, and we always used to say Nikola. It's really Nikola Vucevic.
Right. Nikola Vucevic.
Nikola
Vucevic.
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 Kendrick Perkins had some trouble with it this morning. Here's
however we say it, it's not as bad as Perk. Perk struggles, boy.
Here's Perk.
Now, who would I take off the list in the Eastern Conference? It's Vucevic. Vucevic. I always struggle with his
I think at one point there he says Buca de Beppo.
It's Vucevic.
One more time. Go ahead, Perk. Make your point, Perk.
Now, who would I take off the list in the Eastern Conference? It's Vucevic. Vucevic.
I think he said Vucevic.
It's Vucevic.
Get a perk.
That's great. Now, you're not immune, though, Crowder. As you know, Crowder on this show has tried to say the name of the famous actor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Schnorkenegger. And all the Schnorkenegger.
No one's ever said that. No one's ever said Schnorkenegger.
Maybe once or twice.
And then, of course, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
How you say his real name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
What?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
So
I butchered that one. I'm sorry, Perk, for laughing. I'm sorry.
Let's play Perk one more time.
Now, who would I take off the list in the Eastern Conference? It's Vucevic. It's Big Vucevic. 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 It's Big Vucevic.
Vucevic. Vucevic.
Bam, out of the bayou.
Yeah, there you go. Bam, out of the bayou. But here is, we've got some good ones, though. Rick Ross. Remember when Rick Ross was trying to say Tua Tagovailoa?
Big fan.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah. What else do we have here, Solana?
We can run through some of the Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. So the first one is Eric Reed, the actual play-by-play man for the Miami Heat, who is, it's very, is probably at the American Airlines Arena already, but I was going to say, he might be in his car right now. But this is before Giannis Antetokounmpo was a household name in NBA circles, and he's playing the Heat for the first time. And Eric Reed, I guarantee you, he practiced it all night. You know, they're going to get it to that new guy, the Greek Freak, and I'm not going to call him the Greek Freak because I'm Eric Reed. I'm a professional broadcaster, and he is so good and so buttoned up. He's got his stats right in front of him. It's such a pleasure watching a game with E. Reed and John Crotty. And then Giannis hits a three, and this is what happened.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Antetokounmpo.
It roll off the tongue is easy.
Antetokounmpo is what happened there. That is so great. Play that one more time.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Now, this one's great. Stacey King, he used to play for the Chicago Bulls when I was a kid and is now one of the Chicago Bulls broadcasters. Here was his attempt.
Giannis, Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Giannis, Antetokounmpo. Know what that means. President Obama, former President Obama. Let's hear him do it.
Giannis, Antetokounmpo.
Another famous broadcaster, Marv Albert.
Antetokounmpo.
That's like Charles Barkley's golf swing. He sit like the backswing was fine, and then he just hesitated too much as he came forward. Play Marv Albert again.
Antetokounmpo.
I didn't remember Fat Joe saying it. Let's hear Fat Joe.
Sarabatudo.
That cannot be him saying Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Sarabatudo.
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 What about Shaq? Do you have Shaq?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. Did you see Shaquille O'Neal the other night on Inside the NBA on TNT when Ernie Johnson says to him, they were watching a Raptors game, and he says, and Ernie Johnson, did you see this, Solana? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
He said, so Ernie Johnson says, so you thought that Siakam looked good in the first, do you know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah, I do now. Yeah, I do.
He goes like, so you thought Siakam looked good in the first half? And he's like, no, I thought Pascal had a good first half. and so Kenny and Ernie start laughing. I was like, well, it's Pascal Siakam. Like, he had no idea that was one guy. He thought there was a player, Pascal, and then he thought there was another player on the Raptors called Siakam. Professional NBA analyst. So what is this Basil Zempilis? He's a Greek broadcaster?
Yeah, he was. He went viral because he is a Greek broadcaster, and I don't think he's a sports broadcaster, but a Greek broadcaster.
But if he's Greek, he would have to know how to say Giannis Antetokounmpo,
right?
No?
Giannis Antetokounmpo, arguably the greatest Greek athlete, at least in my lifetime. So you would think that somebody who is Greek, who grew up in Greece, would
right.
be, in the know of how to say Giannis
okay.
Antetokounmpo's
well, let's hear
name.
This.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No. How many syllables did he just use?
Antetokounmpo. That is great. All right, let's get headlines here real quick because we're going to run long again. Headlines real quick here with Alejandro Solarumbo.
Fiberglasted.
What a
I mean, we could do an entire hour of all of us pronouncing things incorrectly.
Integral.
Acidity.
Could go all day, man.
I'm telling you, we could literally do an hour of all of our mispronunciations. All right, real quick, let's do headlines here, Solana. We are less than an hour away from a Panthers game.
Yeah, that is right. The Panthers play the Dallas Stars game 2 of 3 straight against Dallas here at the BB&T Center, 5 p.m. puck drop. Programming note, that game can be heard only on 99.9 FM HD2.
Do we want to bet this game? You want to do like a three-way parlay with the Panthers, the Hurricanes, and the Heat tonight? You want to have a little fun? Anybody up for a little fun?
I'm in.
Let's go.
I'm in.
You're in, Solana?
I'm in. Yeah, let's do it.
Hurricanes are at home against FSU. They're getting 11.5 points, but the Hurricanes are depleted.
Ooh.
All right, we're gonna figure this out before 5 o'clock.
We're gonna
have some fun here. What? So the Panthers game is on 99.2. I don't even know how to say it. 99.2. If you can find 99.2 on your FM dial, I'll give you $100.
Then you just yelled H afterwards. 99.2 H.
Find that either on your radio or the periodic table. One of the two. 99.9 FM HD2.
That's right. 99.9 FM HD2 because the Canes will play FSU 8:30 p.m. on 560 The Joe WQAM tonight.
Right. And the pregame starts at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah. 8 p.m. tonight. Joe Zagacki and Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz.
All
on
right.
The pregame show, the Heat game, an 8 p.m. start time. That game will be heard on 790. The Ticket pregame show, local pregame show, begins at 6:45.
Which means you'll get a little sizzle with Solana tonight, right?
That is right, yeah.
Very exciting. Yeah. All right.
There we go.
We had some Inter-Miami news today as well. They've signed Brazilian midfielder Gregory, 26 years old.
Do you find it odd that you've given this Gregory news 3 times now? You've never once mentioned a Tiger Woods update or like, I don't know. I just feel like you got a headline out of place here, a little out of whack.
That's actually a fair point. I have the Tiger Woods story in my headlines. I have a Ben Roethlisberger in my headlines. I've skipped over it 3 times. You're right.
For the Gregory story. Okay. Just want to make sure. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we're missing something.
No, Hawk is right, and I shouldn't have skipped over the Tiger Woods story because it probably should be leading my headlines. He is recovering from surgery, and doctors say they've repaired significant orthopedic injuries to his right lower extremity, and Woods had multiple open fractures to his lower right leg. He had a rod placed in his tibia, screws and pins inserted in his foot, and his ankle during an emergency surgery yesterday. But they're expecting him to recover, and he was responsive yesterday when officers found him at the scene.
Yeah, so that's all good news. Somebody suggests that just finding the radio station carrying the Panthers game should be part of the parlay. Can you find 99.2 H?
Gonna be tough.
Finally, guys.
A lot of people expressing shock on the text line that February was not part of your little mispronunciation montage there.
It's overplayed.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
Steelers president Art Rooney II. He says the Steelers want Big Ben back in 2021. They posted a press release. He and Big Ben met. They went over a few things, so it looks like Ben Roethlisberger will be back in 2021.
Yeah, he'll be back. I don't have any doubt on that.
Finally, guys, two nuns in Ireland. They were busted breaking COVID quarantine rules when they traveled more than 125 miles to attend an exorcism.
Well, I would think that supersedes the COVID, right? If somebody is possessed by the devil... I mean, if somebody's possessed by the devil, a COVID protocol be damned. You got to get the devil out of the person.
Hawk, that seems like their fault, man. Yeah, you can avoid COVID.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you have an exorcism that you have to do, like if you're on call that night for the exorcism and somebody's possessed by the devil, you can't go, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't make it. There's COVID protocols. You have to get the devil out of the body. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
You make a hell of a point now. Which is worse? Which is worse?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a toss-up, isn't it?
There's a vaccine now for the virus. I mean, you need nuns for the exorcism. I give him a pass on that one.
You know what? We've never vaccinated the devil, so I think you're right.
Right.
Somebody should work on that, a vaccine against the devil.
Sure. Yeah. It's a great idea.
Yeah. And Crowder, you're Christian. Maybe you can put in a word.
Put in a word.
I'll holler at him tonight. I'll see what he says.
Like Marco? Yeah, I'll holler at him. Marco!
God, I'll be down there this weekend, bro.
All right. See you then.
Hey, Kenny, right, what's up? This is Marco.
What's going on bro? Road. Yeah, man, what's up? I didn't know this was you. That's cool, man. I think I'm going out there this weekend, bro.
All right.
I'll let you.
Later.
That was awkward. Kick his ass, Marco. Kick his ass.
Oh, it's Mittens.
Kick his ass, Spider. Kick his ass, Buttfoot.
Mittens.
Oh, my God. We have to give next football season. Write this down, Solana. We have to give DBJ and Joe Zagacki the entire Marco phone call to do on the air during a game. And it'll just end, you know, with Joe Zagacki going, well, that was awkward. That'll be perfect. That'll be perfect. All right, you got weather, Solana?
I do. This weather report brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends right now in South Florida. Cloudy right now, around 70 to 75 degrees, depending on what part of SoFla you are at. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-60s. Beware of some rain showers looming around the areas. That is your weather.
I just picture someone, you know, in their car. They're going to the Panthers game. It's a 5 o'clock puck drop. And they're like, well, let's listen to a sports radio station. They don't know our show or anything. They put on 790 or 560. Because what just happened in the last 20 minutes was so wild and frenetic. No sports was discussed. Giannis Antetokounmpo was played 17 times, followed by Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the rest of them, and then all of a sudden I yell out, kick his ass, and then a guy comes in and I don't know what happened there, but I know heads are spinning all over South Florida.
They love it.
They love it. All right, let me talk here. This is important. This is good stuff. Let me talk about mobilegourmetfoods.com, because when only the best will do for your family meals, mobilegourmetfoods.com will make it easy. They're just a click away. They've got some of the best luxury, affordable food options that you can only find in South Florida. So whether you're preparing a special meal for someone or you just want some everyday family food planning where you can order online from the best, it's mobilegourmetfoods.com. So you go on that website, just a small idea of what's waiting for you there. They've got things like fresh right off their boats in the Florida Keys jumbo stone crabs. They've got steaks from Japan like A5 Wagyu. They've got USDA Prime, Angus, Choice. We had fillets the other night. We had fillets. It was Valentine's, so it was a couple weeks ago. But it was some of the best fillets that my wife and I have ever eaten. We got them from mobilegourmetfoods.com. They've got veal chops. They've got New Zealand rack of lamb. They've got sustainable seafood like Maine lobster tails, shrimp, salmon, sushi-grade tuna. They've got everyday staples like organic poultry and duck. And they've got even cooked items where you just heat and eat like super jumbo buffalo wings. They've got the world-famous 2-pound slab of Berkshire pork cooked Ditka baby back ribs. They are so good, slathered in sauce. And then they've got, you know, things on there like caviar, truffles. They've got special desserts. I am telling you, mobilegourmetfoods.com, your head will explode when you get to that website. But it's fun to buy some stuff and cook some good meals for the family at home. For over 25 years, the founders, they've provided the country's best chefs and restaurants with hard-to-find boutique luxury foods. And now those exact same items are available affordably to you. And they've got 5-star reviews and testimonials from Boca, that's me included, all the way down to South Miami. Mobile Gourmet Foods, it's a game changer. And beginning right now through Sunday, all steaks and steak samplers are 20% off. That includes Japanese A5 Wagyu and the USDA Prime and the dry-aged steaks and the Pasture Perfect grass-fed grill packs. They're all on sale. They are discounted at checkout. That's a limited time. It's only through Sunday. So go there now, mobilegourmetfoods.com. They've got something for everyone in every price range. They deliver it right to your door. They're a South Florida company. They don't ship it through the mail. They deliver it right to your door. mobilegourmetfoods.com, South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. All right, quick break and then more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I ordered this jersey in February, and I didn't get my jersey for 8 months. It was already October.
Hawk and Crowder.
Somebody, a friend of mine, very astute listener to the program, pointed out something to me via text during the commercial break. So we were talking, we were playing all that stuff, and then Solana did the headlines, and he gave the little kicker there that two nuns were busted because they had to go perform an exorcism, and that infringed on COVID protocols. Where was that? That was in Italy, Solana?
Ireland.
Ireland. And I was saying, hey, if you have to perform an exorcism, like, COVID protocols be damned, right? Because, I mean, you got to get the devil out of the person. Yeah. And you said there should be, obviously, someone working on a vaccine for that. So that we don't have to call in actual people to do the exorcism, actual people of God. But somebody, a friend of mine, Josh, points out via text to me that not only were scientists and doctors working on this vaccine or these vaccines, but there were also people of God, and I use that in quotes, air quotes, because it was a televangelist, Kenneth Copeland. Do you remember this sound from the beginning of the pandemic? Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland, this TV shyster, he decided that he could potentially just blow the COVID out of people because he was talking to God, and he had his, you know, his little crew next to him, and whatever Kenneth Copeland says, they just kind of repeat and do. And this is how we were all struggling as society at the beginning of the pandemic. Here's Kenneth Copeland.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
On you.
You are destroyed forever. And you will never be back.
And you'll never be back.
It worked that easy.
Oh, my God. I mean, that seems like a lifetime ago. That was actually our big hope in the first couple of months.
So is that where the variant started? Because COVID got so scared? Oh,
I love it. You can tell there, Kenneth Copeland had no idea where, like, he got caught up in the air, right? Because he yells out COVID-19, and then he didn't know where to go, and so there's this long, awkward pause, and then he's just like, but you know that he told his crew up there on the stage with him, whatever I do, you do. So then, like idiots, they've all got to blow. Now they're all blowing COVID all over each other. I mean, they're doing the exact opposite of what needs to be done because Boss Man told us we have to do whatever he says. Go ahead, play it one more time.
It's a little blow, though. It could have been a little more whistly. It was real spitty.
Yeah,
real
no, there was spitty. A lot of virus being shot out of his mouth there.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
I blow the wind of God
on you. on you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you will never be back.
And you'll never be back.
You can doubt those guys. I mean, they're on the payroll, but they don't believe what they're saying. They don't want to say it. Like, he's got such authority when he's saying it, and they're like, and he'll never be back. They're like, well, I gotta get that check this week, but I think old Kenneth here may be a little overboard on this one, but whatever.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Anything wrong with you, Hog? You know, I blow the wind of the Lord on you. Come on, man. Get out of here.
What are we doing, man? Oh, my goodness. That is tremendous.
You know, he probably got $100,000 in donations after that.
Oh, if he only got $100,000, he'd be pissed. And people giving that guy money. Oh, my God. Please, if you're listening to us and you're giving that guy money, please do something good with it. Give it to the American Cancer Society or something. Now I'm going to get flooded with texts. You know, the American Cancer Society uses all their money for administrative costs. Okay, all right. You understand what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I'll get a better one for y'all. If y'all are giving money to the guy, I'll send you my Zelle. Pretty much the same thing. At least I give back to the kids every year.
Right.
I'm doing more.
Yeah. The guy.
You give him Aunt Dime, you're crazy.
Oh, my goodness. That thing is so amazing. One more time. Play that one more time. What happened? You
COVID-19!
Blew it away, Solana? You, I thought
COVID-19.
You blew it away.
I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you'll never be back.
And you'll never be back.
500 deaths later.
Those guys got to go to the dressing room and just shake their head at each other.
Oh, right?
fellas, what are we doing?
Their boss, Len, comes in and goes, are you proud of what you did today?
Their boss is the lunatic blow man. He doesn't know what's going on.
Lunatic blow man.
That's who their boss is. They can't confide in anybody.
Oh my God. Right. Like they have to have a code name for him. We'll call him Lunatic Blow Man. No, I think he might know that we're talking about him. Oh my God. If we can't laugh at ourselves, who can we laugh at? All right, we're gonna get back on track here. We're gonna get back on track. I have some stuff to cover in the next segment. I've been meaning to get to this for a long time. Oh my God. I have like 9 things I wanna cover in the next segment. And I don't know. All right. We'll get back on track here. We'll get back on track.
J&K Roofing has been running South Florida roofing for over 42 years. They are the premier roofing company of South Florida, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe, but in most cases, they don't even have to come in your home or business to fix your roofing needs. And yes, home or business, residential, commercial, there's no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K to handle. I told you now, 42 years, they know what they're doing. And the financing offers right now that you can get through Y-Green will blow your mind. You know how they've been the best? When I asked the owner, Donnie, how have you done this? How 42 years of running South Florida roofing? He said it's simple. We have highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they're going to bring the best material. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, terracotta, whatever you got up there, they're going to have the best material and those highly skilled workers, and that's what you got. That's why they're the best. And I got to always add this. They're going to be on time. It blew my mind when I had a job. I had that spot on my ceiling. It was a 2-day job. And they said 8:30, 2 days. When I looked out my front door at 8:30, they were waiting for me to give them the thumbs up. I'm a stickler for being on time, and J&K's the best. Quality, service, safety, and health is what they want to give us as customers. And to be honest, that's what we want as customers. Quality, service, safety, and health. And we're in South Florida. It just stopped raining at my house. You never know when it's going to rain. Hurricane season's on the way. You don't want to have roofing issues here in South Florida. So give J&K Roofing a call today at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, questions, assessments, give J&K Roofing a call. And J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hock and Crowder.
I've literally been trying to get to an article from Peter King about who he suggests the Dolphins should trade for Deshaun Watson, but I'm just too sidetracked. The Kenneth Copeland stuff and the Kendrick Perkins sound. I mean, there's...
Peter King can't do that, Hawk.
Can't do that. Houston Texans. You guys repeat it after me. You guys be my Kenneth Copeland crew. You ready? Houston Texans.
Houston Texans.
I blow.
I blow
the Deshaun Watson off your team.
the Deshaun Watson off your team.
I forget what else he said, but there you go. I mean, it has to be as effective as what Kenneth Copeland did to COVID.
Oh, yeah. Deshaun's on the way now. You did it, Hawk. Man, you did it.
Let's real quickly do Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day.
On the Hawk and Crowder Show, we know funny. Without further ado, the Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. Read by Mark Hawkman.
Why did the daddy spider tell his son to go outside and play?
I don't know.
Because he thought he was spending too much time on the web.
Internet, the web.
Daddy Spider.
Play on words.
It all adds up.
So here's
something that we don't know whether people will enjoy or not. Sixto Sanchez has opened with 20-1 odds to win the NL Cy Young Award. That's pretty cool. It's nice to have a Miami Marlin that's, you know, potentially in the even the thought process. 20-1, not a huge favorite, but the favorite is Jacob DeGrom. But 20-1, like, you're in the conversation. Sixto Sanchez gave us some definite enjoyment pitching for the Marlins last season. And so when I saw that they're coming out with NL Cy Young Award and AL Cy Young Award odds, and I saw Sixto Sanchez was on it, gives us an opportunity to play something that we don't know if people will enjoy or not, because it always seems to be pretty well split, right, on the text machine, Solana?
Yeah, maybe it's like 60-40. They hate it.
Okay.
40% like it.
But you say, like, Crowder and I did not know the original song here.
Right.
You say this is a banger, right?
This is, if you grew up in Miami, if you grew up as a Latino listening to reggaeton, Latin music, you know Noche de Sexo.
Noche de Sexo, but you did a radio parody song, Noche de Sixto, for when Sixto Sanchez pitches for the Marlins, correct?
Correct.
All right. And are you proud of this? In all honesty, I can't remember if you love this or hate this.
I loved it recording it. I thought I was making maybe the best radio song ever. I've got to be honest, I have not heard this in a couple months now. I'm very scared about what my ears are about.
Because what happens is the buildup is pretty good, but do you remember what happens when he comes in and starts rap talking?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, how you doing? I'm a newscaster now. It's a really weird delivery.
The chorus has something, but the verses went off the rails.
Yeah. I think it might make you cringe, but some people absolutely love this. Here it is, Alejandro Solana and Noche de Sixto.
It's your boy Solana.
Hacking out there.
So nasty.
Oye, Billy.
Pa Miami. Hola, ¿qué tal? This is a Marlins PSA. Sixto Sanchez has arrived, and Mattingly has his ace. Hoy es noche de Sixto.
The Fish are gonna win, and there's no doubt.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Batters get ready to strike out.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
We haven't even seen his best stuff.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Te juro que this kid is for real.
It's time for you to realize this is a different era. Marlins baseball, Jeter uses billetera. Sixto's like a prospect, straight out of novela. Might even love him more than Miguel Cabrera. Don't make him walk a batter, please. Let Sixto pitch, his stuff is straight filth. El combina su curveball con el fastball de Pedro. Pedro, dijo que Sixto es mejor.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
The Fish are gonna win and there's no doubt.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Batters get ready to strike out.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
We haven't even seen his best stuff.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Te juro que this kid is for real.
Amazing. On a million different levels. Does it, when he starts to do the verse, does it make you cringe a little?
Yes. Yes.
How about you, Solana? Does it make you cringe hearing it back?
Can we get the Peter King, please?
Text in. Do you love Noche de Sixto or do you hate it? Or do you love hate it? I love hate it. 786-360-0790 is the text line. 786-360-0790.
Those lyrics, I know you guys don't understand some
well,
of
that's
them.
That's what I'm saying.
Spanish.
You put a lot of work into that. I can tell the way that it's written. You put a lot of work into that.
Yeah, I wish I had somebody who knew music production, and I clearly don't. I wish I had somebody with a good voice to record.
But
that
I didn't even
well.
Think the music production was that bad on it. It's your delivery in that. It's just because you got that whole thing going, and then it gets the verse, and you go, "Hey, how are you? I'm Rick Fulbaum delivering the news on CBS4. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened in that very moment.
Walk. His stuff is straight filth. What?
Right? It's a it's a noche de Sixto. Well, I think Don Mattingly has found his ace. He got the filth, and it's all over his face.
Yeah, man. I don't. Yeah.
Something happened there. It was it's a banger, and then it's all of a sudden the just the brakes get screeched on it. It's like I don't know what happened. 786-360-0790. Tell us what you think.
Maybe
of your text.
Maybe we need it to be baseball season for that to sound good. You know, like once Sixto starts pitching well again, maybe
right,
it'll grow on us.
Right. It'll hit differently.
Yeah, it'll hit differently.
Because his stuff is straight filth. Yeah, we know.
Don Mattingly found his ace. You know Mattingly was called Mr. Baseball. Donnie Baseball. Senor Baseball. Donnie Baseball. It's just like a weird, just a weird delivery. But I think the song is really well thought out. It just, there's that weird moment in there.
Senor Baseball.
All right. Cheetah Gentlemen's Club. So the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location, central to everything in South Florida, your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are required. You got multiple hand sanitizing stations. So you can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. That way you don't have to pay for lunch with an unpleasant view. You get a gourmet lunch menu for free every day. It's 11:30 until 3. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu. You order off the menu. You can get wings, salads, sandwiches. They have daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Of course, you can grab your buddies after work, head on over to any Cheetah Club, West Palm Beach, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. And you can enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. So that is tonight. And a reminder, this Saturday, Canelo fight. This Saturday, Canelo fight. You can watch it at Cheetah Pompano with your favorite Cheetah lady. Or if you're closer to Cheetah Hallandale Beach, you'll watch it in their ultra-high-tech sports lounge. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour coming next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, and when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.